Okay, this is side two. Is that playing right? Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, Duchess, the boss, Colonel Maiello, and I get along fabulously. He calls me his gun moll because he thinks I belong to the mafia of Newark, and I call him the Godfather because that's a book, a very famous book that I have right here. I have never read it because I just don't have the time. But so we get along, and when things come up, particularly now that Jane has been gone for the past 3 weeks, something comes up, he sends for me, and he says, all right, I want the truth. What's happening here and there, and what's the situation on this, that, and the other thing? And if I don't like what he does or something, I tell him, you know, and we just yell it out, and then we decide upon something, and we go to it. And this is great, Duchess. He loves this because he likes somebody to talk to him, to inform him, to brief him, and to argue with him. And who's better at arguing than I am? And so we have always hit it off very well. In fact, he told me tonight, very confidentially, of course, that he would much rather see me running some of the things that Jane is doing than to have Jane in that position. Now, Duchess, I told him I am totally not qualified in a staff position such as Jane's. This takes 15 years, 20 years before you get in this position. Jane has many fine qualities, but as he said to me, he has not seen them because he has not seen an outfit so disorganized, lack of management. He said, and Jane is tremendous for logistical advice. He says, but management, he says, it's bad. And I agreed with him that we are sloppy, and this is very hard, Duchess. Here I am, you know, this was a private conference just between the two of us. In fact, he called me in and he said, I want you to know I'm going to get romantic with you. And I said, well, it's about time. Oh, poor Colonel Maiello, he's a real typical, lighthearted Italian, good-natured, a little bit hot-tempered, but he'll listen. But you have to know what you're talking about, and you have to back it up. Anyway, and so he did ask me if I would stay and try to set. He has set up First Corps and Third Corps, which both have been failures, which he said, he mentioned this on several occasions. And he does not, and I know why, some of it, and so does he. What I'm talking about setting up, Duchess, he's trying to put area directors into corps. We've got all these people out in the field, and we don't have supervisors in that particular area. Like, Beth is up at First Corps, but they don't have the office, they don't have the right higher headquarters position. They're in a support command as opposed to the 24th headquarters. Anyway, all these kind of things. And he has, I think, learned a little bit by his mistakes. Now, he set me up in 3rd and 4th Corps, but I could no more stay there than the man in the moon, Duchess, because I had to cover the headquarters office. It gets a bit technical, Duchess. The point is, he's trying to break us down, decentralize us, and we don't have enough people. I cannot cover 3rd and 4th Corps, cover the headquarters, and now take 2 Corps. And so he wants us to get people into the staff positions. We're short several people. And these positions have never been filled since I'm in country. And so, of course, here we went on and we talked, you know, and I did tell him things that perhaps I should not have said. It puts me in a very, very awkward position. Here I am, junior staff member. I'm only supposed to be an assistant area director, and actually I'm taking over all clubs when it comes to supplies, closing the clubs in the Delta, and doing everything I can to assist. It's an awful lot, Duchess. I've been really running myself ragged, and as I said, Betty thinks I'm going to collapse. Well, I'm a bit stronger than most people will give credit for, I think. It's true that I could scream some days, and I do. Some days I do. But it's because we make an awful lot of work for ourselves. We can't even find a piece of paper when it gets filed, simply because nobody has that filing cabinet figured out. This kind of thing. And Jane being the boss, she has to call the punches. I make recommendations to her, and they never get to the boss. And he told me, he said, Ann, I want you to come to this office. He said, I want you to come down and talk to me. He said, you're one of the only one in your section who will level with me, who will keep me informed, who understands what we're trying to do. And he said, that's unfortunate, he says, because you have supervisors over you. And I said, sir, I'm not allowed to come down here. And then, anyway, this goes on. I can make a whole tape on this. But anyway, I made several points, and it's not good to go there and talk against your supervisors. That's not professionalism. But I have no other way. I don't know what else to tell him. The man is right, and he's being cheated. He is not being informed. Therefore, he is making wrong decisions, and he got called on the carpet yesterday. The AG Colonel, Colonel Smith, who replaced Colonel Allen, went over and visited one of our clubs that has not had air conditioners for almost a year, Duchess. Anyway, it was a big, long, big thing, wanting to know why these air conditioners were not replaced and all this. Nobody knew. Now, Vera knew nothing about it. She's been in country 4 months Vera's been in country. This is her club. She hasn't the vaguest idea what has happened in that club in 4 months. Okay, I mean, some of it's Vera's fault, some of it is not. We've got so much other work. Betty had that club for almost, well, a whole year. This goes back for over a year. Betty knew nothing about it. I was very informative about it because I have been working with the girl there. I have been trying to get these air conditioners, all this stuff. Anyway, the boss said to me, he said, Ann, how come you know all the history on this? And I gave him papers, Duchess, that were 3 inches thick on the records of that club. Most of them I had myself in my own desk drawer that I've been trying to solve. It's not even my area. So this is the thing, you know, and he says, Ann, how come? I said, well, sir, nobody else has a fair knowledge of supply and this, that, and the other thing. And he said, you see, he said, you're trying to go in too many directions, he said. He said, you've got to teach the others. Well, that's fine, Duchess, but nobody wants to learn. I say, you know, you can't do this. And they say, well, and you handle it. They don't want to learn. They just want to shove the work off on you. Anyway, aren't you glad? No, I can make a tape. What else? Anyway, probably next month or the month after, I'll go up and take 2 court. But I've known this, Duchess. This is no secret. There's nobody else to go. So, okay. Then, in addition to all this stuff at work, I have been having myself one hell of a romantic 2 weeks. And this is why I have not been able to make a tape. I tell you, I am going to the devil's, Duchess. I am just... This has been unbelievable. What can I tell you? We had a little party, just a few of us, when Betty came. That was the very first night. And then one of the IG men, Gray Edwards, who's a light colonel, he went home, and we had another little party. Well, and these parties consist mostly of the IGs. This would be Bill Van Anten and Tom Quinn and Bill Dobson and Betty and myself and whatever. Anyway, and then in addition to that, I've gotten very tied up with Tom Quinn. Tom is just a brilliant man, Duchess. He really is. He works for Bill Van Anten. You have to kind of understand this little family here. Bill Van Anten is the IG. He replaced Bill Hawk. Okay, Bill Hawk is in Saigon. So anyway, Bill Dobson works for Van Anten, and Tom Quinn works for Van Anten. And Tom Quinn is a gorgeous man, Duchess, absolutely gorgeous. And of course he's married and has a family, but he keeps telling me he's madly in love with me. And he's funny. He's funny because he's so serious. And just the last, I guess, I don't know, 10 days or 2 weeks, it's like biggest love of the world. And he's absolutely gorgeous. Physically and mentally, this man is beautiful. Just, I've always liked him. And he lives in Bill Hawk's old room. And of course, it gets very involved because Bill Hawk is always wanting me to come to Saigon. You know, I'm kind of tied up with Bill Hawk, too. Someday I'm going to have to sit down and explain all this to you. I'm really losing my mind in one sense because my world is spinning both professionally and socially. And, okay, so anyway, Bill Hawke made the mistake of telling Van Anten that we may be going to Hong Kong together. Oh, I can hardly wait. And, of course, Van Anten knows I've been seeing Tom Quinn. And, in fact, Bill had Tom and I and this other gal that he just hired that works in his office in for drinks the other night. And it gets very involved, Duchess. It really does. Because Van Anten and I are very close. Very close. Now, Bill, now I'm sure he'll come over tonight and have a drink. He went to eat at the command mess. And I'm sitting in bed. I've got a sweatshirt on and bottoms, you know, and I'm freezing to death. I have to keep it cold in here so I don't have bugs. And anyway, and then on top of all this, and of course, Betty is so suspicious. Betty is the nosiest person on this earth. And then Betty and I, Duchess, have had these real personal conversations. And she wants to know what my relationship is like with Bill Hawke, because she knew I was seeing Bill quite a bit when she left country in May. And I told her Bill and I were not romantically involved. We were just sexually involved. And Betty's eyes went about 2 feet wide open. And in addition to that, you know, we went last night. We stopped at a patio, our casualty friends down the hall asked us to stop for dinner. And then we came back here with this other guy, Jerry Driscoll, who's the colonel down there. And and Van Anten came over. And it's just been a party, party, party. In fact, I almost collapsed that just in the middle of the week. I just got so tired. And I will have a little bit of a breather because Tom is up north this week. He's got about 30 men out inspecting different places. He's the inspector, he's the colonel of the inspector's division of the IG. And I could go on at great length about this, and it gets very involved. I'm trying to keep one colonel from knowing about the other one, and I can see this whole thing exploding. Meanwhile, I had about 4 calls today from Bill Hawke. He wants me to come down and spend the night on Wednesday night, I think, or something. And I really don't want to go. I don't think I have the energy to go. And, I'm growing in many ways. My mind is expanding. And I feel great, Duchess. Now, I did get tired because one night, over about 3 nights, I had very little sleep. And I get up very early in the morning. And it has just been like fun, whatever. And Duchess, this is running out, so I can't go into a great deal of detail. Just know it's kind of wild, but I'm very, very well, and I'm so pleased you got the packages. And the boss thinks I'm the greatest thing on 2 feet. Of course, I don't think the other women think I'm so great at this point. I'm not sure. I have Betty in a state of shock. I'm sure she has all these horrible thoughts about me, and yet Betty and I are very close, Duchess. We confide, you know. So that's confusing.